Allow me to read the scripture again. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
请让我再听我读今天早上的经文。
We're going to start reading from verse 12 to the end of the chapter.
我们其实要从3章的12节开始读起。
Listen as I read.
请专心听神的话语。
Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would not put a veil over his face. Who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened, for to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because through Christ it is taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is a spirit. Today we're going to think through how we are going to be transformed, or how we are transformed through the glory of our God.
今天早上我们所思考的题目是我们怎么样子在主的荣耀里面更新。
It has been attributed to Benjamin Franklin, who said that there are two things certain in life.
Benjamin Franklin 曾经讲过, 在我们人的生命中有两件事情是肯定的。
Two things are certain in life. One is taxes, the other one is death.
这两件事情, 第一个是要交税, 第二个是人会死。
Someone in the internet added a third one.
有人在呢, 网络上, 他们又加了第三样。
I said, aside from death and taxes, trust is also certain. Trust, waste.
除了但有人又加说，其实除了那个死亡跟交税之外，其实浪费废料又是另外一个必须的。The
kind of lives that we're living today, we're producing more waste and garbage as before.
就像我们今天的生活里面，很多时候我们会产生很多的废物。For
example, if you go to the U.S. In America.
Okay. 如果说我们去西方的时候,
America has only 300 million in their population.
它其实只有3000万的人口。
But according to statistics, they produce 30% of the world garbage.
它产生了全世界40%的废物。
In 2013, an average American produces 4.4 pounds of waste a day.
在2013年的统计，一个人，一个美国人一天大概要有4磅多的废物产生。
That's about 2 kilograms of waste a day per person.
有一个人在一天里面已经生产了差不多2公斤的废物。
May I ask, it's one of the students, how many waste do you produce each day?
那我想问一问我们自己每一个人，那我们每一天要产生多少的废物呢？
But I have a fourth one added to that.
但是其实我还有第四样东西我想加在人生命里肯定的东西。
Aside from death and taxes and waste,
除了死亡、税还有废物之外,
change is certain in the lives of people today.
改变也是我们每一天面对的。
You should observe that change is natural in our lives.
其实改变是最自然的东西。
In a microscopic level, each one of us are changing.
在小的范围来讲，我们每一天我们都在改变。Every
second that passes, every hour, every day, every year that passes, we are different from before.
其实每一分每一秒，我们都在改变。It's
either we're going to be changed to be better, or we're going to be changed to not a better person.
我们或者变好，或者变得不好。I
know that I'm growing older.
我也知道我越来越老了。
More than 10 years ago, when I go to my barber, he said, you know, you already have white hairs.
十年超过十年前，我的那个理发师已经告诉我，哎，你有白头发。
The barber said it's okay, just a few, yeah, a few.
然后那理发师说，不要担心，不过几根罢了。
15 years later, the same barber said, no, you now have more white hair than before.
然后最近呢，那理发师又告诉我，你的白头发越来越多了。
I said it's better than to lose my hair.
我说那好过没有头发。
We are changing, right?
我们每一天都在改变。
Sometimes we normally don't observe these changes.
有的时候我们看不到这些的改变。
But as time goes along, we find out that there are things that have changed in our lives.
但是时光飞逝，我们发现我们生命里有些东西在改变。
On the macro level, we can also see change around us.
但是在大的范围里面来讲，我们也看到我们周围不同的改变。
One of the things that our new president said before he was elected, he said, change is coming.
我们新的菲律宾总统当选之前，他已经讲，我们将会有改变。
And we really see change in our country today.
我们也看到，的确在我们的国家里有不少的改变。
But we do see lots of things happening around us.
我们看到我们周围很多事情在发生。
You know, a few months ago, I was surprised when a student asked me something.
几个月前，我有点惊讶，当有个学生问我这个问题。
The student said, "You know, I know that you are not."A student from outside of the country, you're a local person.
那个学生说，我知道你是从这边本地来的。
I asked student, "How do you know that?"
然后我就问那个学生了，你怎么知道
？I said, "Your hairstyle."
他说，你的发型。
My hairstyle looks totally different from the rest of the students here.
你的发型跟这边其他的学生不一样。
And I have to change my hairstyle to look like you one day.
然后我说，那我看起来我要改变发型才能跟大家认同。
I'm always proud that, you know, sometimes when people meet me, they don't say that I'm a Chinese.
有的时候我很开心，别人的跟我打招呼的时候，并不只看到我是中国人。
Some people say, "Oh, you look like a Japanese."
那但有时候有人说，你看起来像日本人。
A few times people would say, "Oh, are you Singaporean?"
那有人问我，你是不是新加坡人呐？
No, I said I'm Chinese.
我就说啊，我是中国人。
But among Chinese students, among Chinese people, they don't recognize me as Chinese.
但是跟中国人一起的时候，似乎人家又看不到我是中国人。
Now, I observed some of you, just a few months into the country, you have changed the way you dress as well.
其实，在地方，我们每一天我们穿衣服的方法也在改变。
Many of you, when you came for the first time in our seminary, you look so formal.
有些人，当你们刚刚到神学院的时候，你们看起来很正式。
A few months later, you're like us, wearing blue jeans as well.
然后过了几个月呢，你也开始像我们一样穿牛仔裤了。
So you know how to wear jeans now.
你现在知道怎么样穿牛仔裤。
And that's good because we adapt.To the place that you're living in.
这也是好事情，因为我们适应我们的环境。
Now, why did I choose this passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 3?
今天为什么我选择跟大家分享哥林多后书这一段经文？
I believe that I want myself as well as the rest of us to understand how we are changed, how we are transformed.
我想，我希望我自己跟我们所有的人一起了解我们的改变，我们的更新。
And that's the goal of my message this morning.
这是我今天早上主要想讲的。
And I hope that by the end of this chapel period, we'll understand better how we are being transformed in Christ.
我希望今天早上当分享完了以后，我们能够更加清楚我们怎么样的更新。
In other words, change is necessary.
改变是必然的。
And the goal of our transformation is to be like Christ.
而我们更新的目标是为了更加像我们的主耶稣基督。
To be transformed in the image of Christ from one degree of glory to another.
更新更像主耶稣基督从一种荣耀进入另外一种荣耀。
And that's the goal of our Christian life today.
这其实是我们基督徒生命里面的目标。
And I hope that as we understand this better, our change, the transformation that is in our lives, is truly found in the glory of Christ.
我希望当我们明白这个了以后，我们生命上面的改变跟更新是真正的是根植于耶稣基督里面。
But there's one verse that I want to read so that we can understand this better.
那我希望跟大家分享一段经文，那大家可以明白这边所讲。
In the next chapter of 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
在哥林多后书的三章里面。
In the next chapter, in chapter 4 verse 1.
在其实跟接着下来第四章一节。
The Bible says, according to Paul, therefore, having this mystery by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart.
他里面讲到，所以我们既然蒙了怜悯，得的这职分就不沮丧。四章一节。
Understand that change is not easy.
我们都知道改变非常的难。
Sometimes we struggle when change comes.
有的时候改变来到的时候，我们很挣扎。
And sometimes we do not understand the change, the transformation that is undergoing in our lives.
有的时候我们很难理解为什么我们在生命有这样的改变。
Yet the Apostle Paul says, "We don't give up. We don't lose hope."
但是使徒保罗说我们不沮丧。
Now, why does he say this?
为什么他这么讲呢？
Well, there are several things that we can observe from the passage.
我们有几样东西可以从经文里面观察到。
First of all, Paul is advancing the idea of the glory of the new covenant.
首先保罗在讲到这个新约的荣耀。
And as being called as an apostle of Christ, he's also a minister of the new covenant.
既然是使徒，他也是这个新约的新约的使者。
And that's the reason why he's telling us the difference between the ministers of the old covenant as well as the ministers of the new covenant.
所以他要分辨这个旧约跟新约这个传达的不同。
When you go back to the Old Testament, you see the law.
在旧约我们看到律法。
You see the letters of the law.
我们看到律法的遗文。
And compared to the ministry of the Spirit, we find freedom in him.
但是在新约在圣灵的工作下面我们有自由。
And so that's the reason why Paul argues that the new covenant, the glory of the new covenant surpasses the glory of the old covenant.
所以新约的荣耀远远超越旧约的荣耀。
And that's the reason why as we revel in theNew covenant, we see the transforming power of that glory in our lives.
所以当我们接纳这个新约的时候，我们就看到这个圣灵这个大有能力的这个更新的改变。
That's why when you read chapter 3 and chapter 4,
所以我们第三章、第四章一起读的时候，
you find the word glory in its noun form, at least occurring 12 times.
所以在从若第三、第四章我们一起看的话，荣耀这个字眼总共有十二次这么多。
The Apostle Paul repeatedly talks about the glory that we find in the covenant that God has given us.
所以保罗不断地在讲这个荣耀。
So in his noun form, Paul mentions it 12 times.
名词就有十二次这么多。
And that's how important that glory is in our lives.
所以我们生命里的荣耀是非常重要的。
But in verse 10 of chapter 3,
但是在第三章第十节里面讲
shows us a different way to look at the glory that is being seen in the Old Testament.
他这边讲到这些荣耀的旧约的荣耀跟新约的荣耀的不同。
Instead of using the noun form, he uses the verbal form.
他甚至用动词的形态来讲到这个荣耀。
They say that in the Old Testament, the law, God has shown his glory in it.
他说在旧约里面神显露了他的荣耀。
In fact, it can be used as an adjective. It says the Old Testament, the Old Law, the Old Covenant is glorious in itself.
他说旧的这个律法旧约其实是荣耀的。
However, that glory is passing.
但这荣耀慢慢的消逝。
It's passing compared to the surpassing glory of the New Covenant.
因为与新约的荣耀相比旧约的荣耀就消逝了。
And that's the reason why he mentions Moses.
那是为什么他这边特别讲到摩西。
In Exodus chapter 34, the Bible mentions about Moses speaking face to face with God.
在那个出埃及记三四章讲到摩西面对面的来面对神。
And as he came down from the mountain, the Israelites saw his face shining.
当他从山上下来的他脸上发光。
His face shone the glory of God.
他脸上反映出神的荣耀。
And yet the Israelites cannot see that. They are not able to look at him straight in the face.
这个荣耀。
That's why a veil has to be put on.
所以他需要在脸上挂一个帕子。
But that glory did not last long.
但那荣耀不是永恒的。
Even that glory that shone in his face was fading as well.
那个荣耀慢慢的消逝。
So as we look at the glory of the new covenant, may we understand better the transforming power of this glory in our lives.
但如果我们看新约的荣耀，我们或者更加能够理解这个更新的荣耀。
So first of all, we know that the Bible expects us to be changed.
首先，圣经期待我们会改变。
God expects you to be transformed.
圣经里面神期待我们会有更新。
As we are being changed from one degree to another degree of glory, God expects that one day we will be filled with His glory.
从旧的荣耀传到新的荣耀，我们有一天我们会充满了神的荣耀。
The reason for this simply is because to take away the misery of the fall in our lives.
这一方面为了除去我们生命里面的堕落。
The fall has marred the image of God in our lives today.
因为罪，因为堕落，我们的形象已经远离了神的形象。
And we are being transformed to that image, the very same image of Christ in our lives.
但我们的生命，我们的形象更新，现在要像基督新的形象。
That's why Paul says in Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以罗马书十二章二节讲到，我们要心智更新，不要跟着这世界，而要跟着耶稣基督。
So transformation is not only necessary.
更新不单单是必要的
，but it's inevitable for person in Christ.
但是也是必然的，对每一个在基督里的人来说。
But if you observe 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 carefully,
但我们如果仔细去观察，林后三章十八节的话
，and we all,
他说这边说我们众人。
Paul doesn't say myself.
他不是在讲我。
Paul doesn't say.Only the apostles will be transformed.
他也没有光说光是这些使徒。
Not only the church in Corinth should be transformed.
也不是光是哥林多的教会要更新。
But it says we all.
而说我们众人。
As we gaze into the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed from one glory to another.
当我们看着主的荣光的时候，我们也被更新。
Based on this observation, I think that transformation.It's not an individual endeavor.
所以我根据这个观察，我认为更新不是一个个人性的行为。
I believe that transformation is a community endeavor.
而更新是整个群体的更新。
We have to work it out together as a community in Christ.
我们身为群体，我们要一起来走向更新的路。
In the same way, Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus.
当保罗为以弗所的教会祷告的时候
，In Ephesians chapter 3, he said that when he prayed for the church in Ephesus that they may know together with all the saints the love of Christ in their lives.
以弗所书三章里面，保罗祷告里讲说，也求他们能够跟所有的圣徒一起知道主的爱。
Even the knowledge of the love of Christ, the width and the breadth and the height and the depth of it is a community endeavor.
要认识耶稣基督的爱的长阔高深，这是整个群体一起的工作。
Many times we find ourselves trying to be transformed individually.
有的时候我们很尝试我们个人想要更新。
But actually, it's a community. It's a community of faith that works together for that transformation.
但其实这是信仰团体，我们一起来努力的工作。
We all together gaze into the glory of Christ.
我们一起。来看主耶稣基督的荣
耀。Together with all the saints, we know the love of Christ in our lives.
与所有的圣徒一起，我们认识主耶稣基督的爱。
And that's the reason why we look forward to that glory that is prepared for you and I.
而我们期待这个主耶稣基督的荣耀为你为我。
Now, what are the characteristics of this transformation?
而这个更新的一些特点。
According to the Apostle Paul, we all with unveiled faces are looking in as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord.
这边保罗讲，我们众人脸上的帕子竟然揭开，反映出主的荣光。
First of all, you observe that Paul is talking about a reflection.
而这边我们注意到保罗在讲一个反应。
It says we are looking in a mirror.
他说这边像说看着一个镜子。
At the glory of the Lord.
我们看到主的荣光。
At this point of time,
because
of our sinfulness, to look directly at the glory of God, that is difficult.
我们因为我们自己的罪性，我们不能够直接看着主的荣光。
Remember, in the New Testament times, a mirror is unlike the mirrors that we have today.
在新约时期，其实当时的镜子不像我们今天的镜子。
In the New Testament times, mirrors were just polished metals.
在新约时期，镜子其实就是打光了的金属。
And when you look at yourself in the image in the mirror, it's fuzzy, it's cloudy, it is not that clear.
所以我们看镜子的时候，看的那个形象其实是很模糊的。
But the mirror that we have today,
但我们今天的镜子
are really truly reflecting the very face, the very things that you see.
我们今天的镜子先进多，可以真的看到我们的容貌。
So as we gaze into Christ, we don't directly see into His glory.
所以当我们从镜里面看着基督荣耀，我们不是直接看到他的荣耀。
I observe that many people today don't use mirror to look at themselves anymore.
那不过我现在也注意到，现在有很多人也不照镜子了。
There are times when we were in McDonald's.
有的时候我在麦当劳吃东西的麦当劳的时候
，I was surprised why people were holding their cell phones in front of them.
我看到有些人就瞪着他的手机。
The cell phones don't have mirrors, right?
手机上有镜子吗？
But they're, you know, combing their hair, they're doing their makeup, they're putting lipsticks on their face.
原来那个人一边照着手机，一边还在化妆。
So I tried to observe carefully what they were doing.
所以我就仔细观察他们到底在干什么。
To my surprise, they're using the camera of their cell phone to look at themselves.
原来他们在用手机上那个照相机来看他们自己。
And using a cell phone to look at your image is better than a mirror.
所以用手机的时候也可以做镜子用了。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, we gaze at the glory of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看着基督的荣
耀。But at the moment, we cannot gaze directly as yet.
但是我们目前还不能够直接的。
For a simple reason that we are still sinful.
为了简单的原因，就是我们身上仍然有罪。
And for another simple reason that we are still being transformed to that image.
而目前我们仍然在这个更新的过程里面。
I know that some of you know that I'm an astronomer.
有些人知道我喜欢看星象。
And many times when there's a news about a solar eclipse, I'm the first one to run to look at it.
如果说有新闻说有日食的话，我会很积极的想要去看。
And astronomers would say, "Don't look directly at the sun."
任何的天文学家都会告诉我们说，不要直接的看太阳。
You cannot look directly at the solar eclipse; it will burn your eyes.
我们如果直接瞪着日食的话，我们的眼睛会烧坏。
So either you use filters or you use just an image of that solar eclipse.
所以我们用个过滤的。镜片或者用一个镜子。
In the same manner as we look at Christ today, we cannot see that glory yet.
就像我们今天看着基督的形象，我们不能够直接瞪着他的荣耀。
Because even as Christ walked in this world, earth many many thousands of years ago, they did not see that glory that is the glory of Christ in heaven.
就算是2000年，当耶稣基督道成肉身在人中间的时候，人竟没有看到他完全的荣耀。
But today, as we gaze into that glory, we are being changed to that glory as well.
但今天，当我们看着这荣耀的时候，我们自己也更新，变成这个荣耀。
Yeah, a few days ago, I start to become proud that I'm Chinese.
几天前，我有一些事情让我很骄傲，我是个中国人。
Although I'm not from China, I was born here, but I'm still proud to be a Chinese.
虽然我不是从中国来的，但是呢，我仍然认为很骄傲，我是中国人。
You've heard of a radio telescope, right?
你们大概听过有一个那个特别的那个望远镜。
There is a kind of telescope that don't use mirrors or you don't see objects with it.
有一种望远镜呢，是不用镜片的。
A few days ago, China has made the record of coming up with the biggest radio telescope in the world today.
几天前，中国 他们发表他们有一个世界上最大的一个是用那个光波来的望远镜。
It's so big that it's half a kilometer in diameter.
它的很大，它有半个公里这么大的一个直径。
Let that sink in. It's half a kilometer. It's 500 meters wide.
它有500公尺这么宽。
It's so huge.
这么大。
That if you point it to a certain star in the universe,
它可以照着天空中不同的星星。
You can hear a lot of signals.That normally we cannot hear.
你可以用这个望远镜听到从外太空来的很多的声音。
And China says they're going to look for aliens using this one.
中国声称他们要找外星人。
I said, you don't have to look for aliens up there. I'm an alien, so you can see me, and you can already know that there's an alien in this world.
其实你如果要找外面来的人的话呢，你不需要望那么远。我们就是外面来的人。
It's so big that the largest that used to be is only 300 meters wide.
最以前的记录是大概300公尺这么宽的一个望远镜。
You know, we can only see the reflection of the glory of Christ.
我们只能看到耶稣基督荣耀的反应。
But one day we shall see the glory of Christ as it is in heaven.
但在天上有一天我们会面对面看到基督的荣耀。
The goal of our transformation is to be Christ-like.
我们更新的目标是为了要更像耶稣基督。
As I Paul in his letter to Rome in Romans chapter 8 says, we are being conformed to the image of Christ.
就像罗马书八章里面讲到我们要像耶稣基督的形象。
But that transformation doesn't happen only in this present age, but it also happens in the coming age.
但更新不光是现在的事情，也是一个未来的事情。
When Paul wrote about being transformed, he's using this in the present tense.
当保罗讲到更新的时候，他是用动词，是用现在式。
That our transformation is continually being done in our lives.
所以这个更新是连续不断的。
The change is a continual operation in our lives today.
所以这个更新是一个连续不断的过程。
From the day that we're born again,
从我们重生的那一天。
Throughout our lives,
我们一生的路程。
From one degree of glory to another glory to another glory, and it is endless.
从旧的荣耀慢慢蜕变成新的荣耀。
Until that time when we reach eternity.
直到我们永远。再见到主面。
And that glory is seen in our lives as we slowly grow in our walk with Him.
而这个荣耀在我们身上慢慢增加，当我们慢慢的跟随耶稣基督的时候。
Then we don't only look at the characteristic of the transformation, but we also see the means of that transformation.
我们不光是看到更新的特点。
Paul says, as we gaze in Christ.
保罗这边也讲了，当我们看着基督的荣耀的时候
，As we behold him，
当我们看着基督的时候
，As we contemplate on Christ，
当我们思考基督
，As we look at him，
当我们看着他的时候
，We are being transformed to that glory。
我们同时我们被转变。
We behold the glory of Christ, the beauty and perfection of Christ in our lives today。
而我们可以看到慢慢的蜕变成基督的荣耀。
That's why Paul says with unveiled faces, we are able to look at that glory.
所以这边讲到，当我们面上的帕子去掉的时候，我们可以看到这个荣光。
We need not hide the glory anymore.
我们不需要再隐藏这些的荣耀。
But we can open it up to be seen.
我们可以显露出来。
You know, in Psalm 19, verse 1, the psalmist says,
讲到
the heavens declare the glory of God.
讲到诸天称颂神的荣耀。
And we know that glory is the weight that God has on us.
而这个荣耀就是从神那边来。
Every day we know that God is influencing us, telling us of his existence.
神让我们知道他的存在。
Showing his glory as well in creation.
当他在创造里面显露他的荣耀。
But today, as we look at the means of our transformation, how do we understand the thing that Paul says that we gaze at him?
当我们今天讲到这个更新、这个蜕变 的荣耀的时候，我们怎么理解保罗在
说？The word beholding is only found here in 2 Corinthians.
这一个看这边用的这个看的字，只有在哥林多后书这边保罗用。
In other words, as we actively look at Christ.
这边是讲到我们主动的去看着基督。
Does it mean that we produce a reflection of that?
不代表我们这边成为一个影子。
But as we look at it,As we look at the reflection, we contemplate on that reflection.
而是说我们看着这个荣光的时候，看到他的这个形象的时候，我们思考。
We reflect on that glory that Christ has revealed to us.
我们而在这种情况，我们反映了这个荣光。
And theologians say that we can behold the beauty of Christ in two ways.
而在不同神学家讲到，我们可以有两种方法。
First of all, the humiliation of Christ.The humiliation.
第一，我们可以看到耶稣基督的谦卑。
As we look at the beauty of Christ, as we gaze at him, we look at his suffering.
我们看到他的受苦。
We behold the suffering of Christ.
我们看到耶稣基督的受苦。
Just like in Isaiah chapter 52.
就像以赛亚书52章讲。
The suffering servant.
这是一个受苦的仆人。
We behold him.
我们看到他。
We understand why he came to this world.
我们明白他为什么来到这世界。
Throughout all his life, he suffered for you and I.
这他一生里面，他为你为我，他受苦。
Living in a world of sin.
他为了我们世界的罪，他受苦。
Yet he himself did not sin.
所以他自己并没有罪。
As he lived his life towards the cross.
当他走向十字架的时候。
We know he lived his life with a mission to die on the cross for you and I.
他来，他的使命是为了你，为了我，在十字架上而死。
Joyfully facing the cross,
他充满了喜乐的来面对他的十字架。
Knowing that in his humiliation he will be exalted,
知道在他的谦卑里面，他也被高举。
So, dear brothers and sisters, as we behold Christ in his humiliation,
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看到耶稣基督的谦卑的时候
，we also understand that we embrace suffering as well.
我们也明白，我们也需要接纳这个受苦。
I know that suffering is not easy.
我们也知道受苦不容易。
But as we see the sufferings of Christ,
但我们看到耶稣基督的受苦的时候
，we see that he did this for you and I.
我们明白他是为你为我做的。
So in this world, as we live out this life, we know that there's beauty in suffering.
而我们在我们的一生里面，我们知道受苦里面有荣耀，有。有美的地方。
I'm not saying that we intentionally find suffering.
我并不是说我们要特别去找受苦。
But when suffering comes to our lives, we joyfully embrace it.
但是当苦难来到我们的生命里面的时候，我们充满喜乐的来接纳。
On the other hand, we also see the beauty of the exaltation of Christ.
但同时我们也看到耶稣基督里面的高举。
I know that we crave for beauty.
我也知道，我们每一个人都喜欢漂亮，喜欢美丽的东西。
I'm not talking about the Miss Universe contest.
我不是在讲环球小姐这种东西。
I know that deep in our hearts.
我知道我们每个人心中。
We long for beauty.
我们希望看到美的事物。
We long to be freed from sin as well as freed from suffering.
我们希望我们能够脱离罪，我们希望我们能够脱离。这些捆绑我们的。
That's why many times we marvel at sunrises.
所以当我们看到日出的时候
，We look at the glory and the beauty of sunsets.
我们看到日落的时候的荣耀。
We like to go to mountains like Baguio or Tagaytay.
我们喜欢去 Tagaytay 去 Baguio 这些漂亮的地方。
We marvel at the beauty of the clouds as well as the fog around them.
当我们看到天空云彩的改变的时候，我们觉得这真漂亮。
We go to places where we see beauty.
我们去一些地方能够看到美的事物的。
If you ask me, I have a list of things that I want to visit before I die.
你如果问我的话，其实我有一张单子，上面是一些我死之前我希望能够拜访的地方。
I hope I have enough money to spend for those things.
我希望我有足够的钱能够去这些地方。
But the first in my list is the Northern Lights.
但是在我所有的这个里面，第一样我想看的是北极光。
It's always my dream to go to the Northern Hemisphere of the Earth to look at the lights, dancing lights out in the North Pole.
我一直很希望能够到北面去看到北极光在天空中跳舞。
And probably one day go to China to visit the Rainbow Mountains or the Yellow Mountains.
我也希望有一天我能够去中国去爬黄山。
So these are the things that we long for, we crave for.
这些都是我们生命里面有一些我们希望做的事情。
Because beauty is part of our lives.
因为美其实是我们生命的一部分。
We long to go back to the Garden of Eden.
我们希望回到伊甸园。
Today our lives are really abnormal.
其实我们今天的生活很不正常。
The life of sin, struggling with sin, is abnormal.
罪与罪的这种挣扎不正常。
We long for beauty.
我们更希望我们生命里面是美的。
We long to be freed from our sin.
我们希望有自由。
We long to be satisfied in God.
我们希望我们渴慕在神里面我们得到满足。
There's an 18th century theologian by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
18世纪有一个神学家 Jonathan Edwards, 他说
He gave a sermon titled The Excellency of Christ.
他曾经讲到基督的优越。
It's a long sermon, I'm going just to read a part of it.
他是讲到很长，我只中间抽了一小部分。
He says there's an admirable conjunction between the diverse and paradoxical elements in the person of Jesus Christ.
他这边特别讲到耶稣基督的生命里面的两极。
He says you can see two things in Christ.
他说你可以看到耶稣基督生命两个完全相反。
On the one hand, you behold the lion, and yet on the other hand, you behold the lamb, the lion and the lamb.
他生命里面一方面他是狮子，另外一方面他又是羔羊。
As we gaze in Christ, we see these two things in his life.
当我们看到耶稣基督的生命的时候，我们同时看到这两个事情。
Christ is infinitely gracious and merciful.
他一方面是充满怜悯慈爱。
In the person of Christ, we see infinite glory and lowest humility.
我们看到荣耀又看到谦卑。
In the person of Christ, we see infinite majesty and transcendent meekness.
我们看到伟大，又看到软弱。
In the person of Christ, we see the deepest reverence towards God, and yet equality with God.
我们看到他完全的顺服神，但他又与神同尊。
In the person of Christ, we see an exceeding spirit of obedience with supreme dominion over heaven and earth.
他一方面顺服。天父的主权，但一方面他又掌管宇宙。
In the person of Christ, we see absolute sovereignty and perfect resignation.
我们看到完全的主权跟完全的顺服。
And finally, Jonathan Edwards says, "In Christ's greatest weakness, He was the strongest."
我们在基督里面最大的弱点就是他最大的强处。
We gaze at the beauty of Christ.
当我们看着基督的的荣美的时候
，We long for the beauty of Eden.
我们渴望伊甸园的荣美。
And as we are being transformed, we look forward to that beauty in heaven one day.
当我们更新蜕变的时候，我们渴望有一天我们有属天的这个荣美。
We don't need a veil to cover our face anymore.
我们脸上不再挂着这个帕子。
Because that glory, that transformation is happening in our lives today.
因为在我们生命里面，这个荣耀的蜕变已经在发生。
Slowly from one degree of glory to another glory.
从旧的荣耀蜕变更新为新的荣耀。
Yet at the coming of Christ, we shall see Him as He is.
当基督再来的时候，我们将看到他面对面。
We shall see the glory of Christ as He is when He comes one day.
当他来的时候，我们将看到他荣耀。
There are several applications that I want to think with you through as we understand this passage.
我这边有几样事情，我想跟大家反思我们的在生命里面的应用。
Now, first of all, we should be keen observance of children.
我们应该要观察小孩。
You know, children, they are very natural in their ways.
小孩很自然。
For example, this doesn't happen all the time here in the Philippines, but it does happen in America.
在我们往往看小孩，尤其在美国的时候，我们会看到这个。
Americans like to travel.
美国人喜欢周围旅行。
And during the summertime, they will travel miles and miles, hours and hours a day.
有的时候在夏天放假的时候，他们可以走很远的地方。
So the parents will gather their children, put them in a van, and you know, go on a long trip.
所以，父母的就会把小孩子大家一起坐在车里面就去了。
As soon as the van leaves the garage,
当这个车一离开了那个停车的地方
，barely a few feet away,
才刚刚走
，the children will say, "Are we there yet?"
那小孩已经说我们到了嘛。
We just started the journey. Are we there yet?
才走了几公尺，小孩子已经不耐烦说：“我们到了吗？”
Dear brothers and sisters, as we look at our lives today, we ask the question: Are we there yet?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天看我们自己生命，有时候我们也会问：“我们到了吗？”
I'm sure that if you ask me, I am not there yet.
你问我，我还没有到。
Although I'm being changed, but I'm still the worst sinner I am.
我虽然更新了，但是我仍然是一个罪人。
Even though daily I'm being conformed to Christ, I'm still the worst of sinners that I see today.
我每一天当我更新的时候，一方面我看到我仍然是那一个丑陋的罪人。
That's the first thing that we should recognize, that we are not there yet.
所以可能我们第一个要认识到的就
是我们还没到。
And that's
why every day we have to long for Christ, we have to gaze at him, we have to behold him.
所以当我们渴望神，我们渴望耶稣基督的时候，我们要每一天的看到基督。
Expecting the transformation in our lives.
要不断的在生命里有更新。
Secondly, behavior change is not enough.
第二，行为上的改变
不够。You know, it's easy to make children behave.
其实要小孩子守规矩呢，行为上非常容易。
I taught Sunday school kids.
我教主日学，教小孩子。
If the kids are not behaving, I just dangle something in front of them and they sit down.
我如果小孩子不乖的时候，我只要给他们一些东西，小孩就乖乖坐下来。
You have candies afterward.
那就是说，如果说你跟他讲，如果你乖的话，那我这个等一下给你。
If you behave, I will give you stickers.
你如果乖的话，等一下有什么好处？
Many times our change, our transformation are just behavioral change.
很多时候我们的改变是行为上的。
What we want is a change of our hearts.
但真正的改变是由心里来的。
That's the reason why I don't want you to see me driving in Metro Manila.
所以我其实不希望你看到我在那个马尼拉是怎么开车的。
Many of us who drive in Metro Manila know how sinful we are.
每一个在马尼拉开车的人都知道我们是罪人。
Although I don't, curse out loud, I don't shout profanities aloud.
虽然我开车的时候我嘴巴里不讲脏话。
But many times deep in my heart, I will shout at a person, you stupid moron, you what, you stupid person, what kind of person, what kind of a driver are you?
但是我一边开车，有时候我忍不住我心里面就在那边嘀咕，你这个大笨蛋怎么开车的？
I don't speak them loud, but it's deep in my heart, I know.
虽然我嘴巴里不讲，
That's why I like our president. He speaks from his heart.
所以我很喜欢我们现在菲律宾总统，至少他讲心里话。
He talks what is in his heart.
他心里讲想什么，他就讲什么。
But we know that his heart is not changed, and that's the reason why.
但是他的心，我们也知道他的心没有改变，所以他讲话是这个样子的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't just want change in behavior.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是只是要行为的改变。
But we want change deep in your heart.
我们要心的改变。
And I adopted a cat, right? You know that there's a cat in front of my house.
你知道在那个 Annex 那边有一只猫。
You know, many times I've trained him to drink clean water.
很多时候我要训练这只猫喝干净的水。
So there's a bowl of water, right? You see that bowl of water in front of my house.
所以那边有一碗干净的水。
But a cat's true nature is really a cat.
但是猫就是猫。
Sometimes he drinks from that bowl.
有的时候他从这个碗里面喝水。
But many times he drinks from mud water.
但有的时候他就在脏水里面照喝。
He just drinks rain water, any kind of water.
其实他要喝水的时候，他就不管那个是什么水。
Because I cannot change the nature of the cat.
我不能够改变一个猫的本性。
I can ask him to drink from clean water.
我可以给他干净的水。
But his very nature drinks any kind of water as long as it is available.
但猫的本性，它爱喝什么就喝什么。
Dear brothers and sisters, behavior change is easy.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，行为改变不难。
In front of us, in front of your teachers, we're like angels.
你可以在老师面前样子像天使一样。
At home we are lions and tigers.
但在家里面就像老虎狮子一样。
At home we are cats and dogs.
那有的时候我们就像猫像狗一样。
Thirdly,
第三
the Apostle Paul says change is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这边使徒保罗讲到，改变是圣灵的工作。
We have to allow the Spirit to work in our lives to change us.
我们需要让圣灵在我们生命里工作。
According to a systematic theology professor, it says "spiritus cum verbo." It means Spirit working according to the word.
在信仰神学，我们讲到圣灵的工作是根据神的话语。
We are transformed not because we can, but because the work of the Spirit.
我们的更新是因为圣灵的工作。
Yeah, that's a problem that I find in my life today.
这个是我现在发现在我生命的问题。
All of us are familiar with the fruit of the Spirit.
我们每个人都知道圣灵的果子。
Love, joy, peace, patience.
爱、平安、喜乐等等。
And that's a problem that I discover in myself today.
但今天我往往在我生命发现一个大问题。
I have the Spirit in my life.
我有圣灵。
But as I grow older, I become more impatient.
但是我为什么人越老就越没有耐性呢？
What's the problem with me?
我的问题何在？
Supposedly the Spirit is to change me, right? I'm supposed to be more patient.
圣灵应该要改变我，我应该越来越有耐性啊。
But as I grow older, I tend to be more and more impatient.
但我越老呢，人就越没耐性。
Do I have an anger problem? Yes.
有没有问题呢？有。
Am I able to control myself? No.
但我能不能改变呢？不能。
Because I am still being changed.
因为我仍然在这个过程里面。
And my human nature, my sinful nature comes out all the time.
我人性这种罪的这种本性呢，一天到晚就露出来。
Finally, we don't lose heart.
最后不沮丧。
Because we need to behold.More and more on Christ.
因为我们仍然不断地在看着基督。
We have to be preoccupied with Him, with the beauty of Christ in our lives.
我们渴望我们让基督来占领我们生命。
To marvel at His majesty, to contemplate of His goodness, to proclaim the work of Christ.
我们惊叹基督的生命，我们让他的生命改变我们。
Our transformation is not going to be instantaneous.
我们的改变不是一天的。
But I hope that we are progressing in our transformation.
而是连续不断的更新。
I have always liked a book by Charles Swindoll entitled Three Steps Forward, Two Steps Back.
Charles Swindoll 有一本书叫做三步向前，两步退后。
Many times we advance three steps.
有很多时候我们向前走了三步。
But there are times we fall back two steps.
那也有的时候我们往后退了两步。
But if you look at me, sometimes I advance two steps.
但有的时候我向前两步。
But I also fall back three steps sometimes.
我往后呢三步。
So instead of advancing, I fall down.
那有的时候我不往前，我反而向后。
But Paul says, we don't lose heart.
但保罗说不要沮丧。
Because we have this face that has been unveiled, that we can look at the glory.Of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们脸上的帕子已经卸去，我们可以看到基督的荣光。
That's why the author of Hebrews says, "Consider Christ."
所以希伯来书的作者讲说，思考基督。
It says, "Look to Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of your faith."
看基督这个让成全我们生命的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are not there yet.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们还没到。
But I hope that we long.For that perfection.
但我希望我们都期待那个完美。
I hope that we long for Christ.
我们期待基督。
We yearn for Him.
我们渴望基督。
We yearn for the beauty that is prepared for us.
我们渴望在基督里为我们准备的荣美。
We yearn for that glory that is prepared for you and I.
我们渴望那个荣美。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。